The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. So I am back from Vegas. Well, I'm not really back. I'm in Portland. I am staying in my mom's house in a room I have not slept in about a decade. I have bought a massive air purifier and a flat screen TV, and I've been working on the internet pretty much all day because this back room doesn't get Wi-Fi. So all of that after the glamour that was Super Bowl keeps you humble. One night you're at an Aria party, the next night you can't get Wi-Fi. So let's get into this. Let's start off with the Cavaliers. We really haven't talked much about the Cavs as of late, which is wild because this is the hottest team in basketball by a long shot. 17-2 in their last 19 games. They are climbing the standings like a billy goat. They went from 7th on January 1 to 2nd. In the span of 5 weeks, which is crazy. Also, for many of those weeks, they did not have two of their five starters, Evan Mobley and Darius Garland. So how are they doing this? Very obvious reasons and some reasons that are very difficult to see. One, Donovan Mitchell, star. Pure and simple. Major reason that they are tearing shit up out in the East. He's consistently putting up 30 a game, and his assist numbers are through the roof as well. Darius Garland has been out a good while with a broken jaw. He is now back, obviously. He's been back for a couple of weeks now. To the surprise of some, what's making Donovan Mitchell play his best basketball of his career is the playmaking. He has averaged 8 assists per game with Garland out, and since Garland's been back, the assist numbers still very high. And since he's also getting to the rim at a higher rate than he has in 5 years, deadly combination. What's kind of odd is that he is doing that amidst, like, a lot of trade rumors that he's leaving the Cavs in the offseason. A lot of people think that the Lakers didn't make a move at the deadline because they think that they can get Donovan Mitchell. The Knicks have paved the way for a massive payday. Maybe it's the Heat. They were in the mix when he was choosing his destination. They've whipped on him once before. Never you mind. Donovan Mitchell just is focused on the goal at hand, which is winning basketball games for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, an obvious one, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Mobley has begun resurrecting, which has been a pretty fast and steep drop-off. He came off the IL recently. He has played pretty damn well, kind of like the Mobley that we were hoping that he would be. Still needs to bring his offensive game up, but he's shooting way more threes than he did before the injury. Big guys who don't consistently drill threes end up being Clint Capella, and I don't think that's what JB Bickerstaff in the front office envisioned for him. So he got the memo in the 8 games since he got back. He is 7 for 13 from 3. He only shot 10 threes total in his first 21 games. So that's nuts. Jaren Allen, probably an all-star. He has been the chairman of the boards, or at least has a voting board member. His offense as well has improved. The question is, how much? He's averaging 16, 11, and 3 on 64% from the field. He has had 10 or more rebounds in 19 of the last 22 games, including 16 games in a row. That's nuts. That's ridiculous. He's a block machine as well, averaging 1.2 blocks per game. And the best stat, in my mind, is just 1.8 turnovers per game. Jared Allen is out here beasting. And if the Cavs are going to win, for sure, Donovan, Mobley, and Allen have to be a big part of that. But the one you probably don't think about, and actually you definitely don't think about, there are a few. First, Max Strus.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Big reason for the success. People probably were surprised that they decided to give him the bag. They thought that, okay, the Cavs just massively overpaid for a guy in free agency that the Heat picked up for nothing. Yeah, the guy can hit threes. He can hit a lot of them. But did you also know that Max Strus was the number four on-ball defender in the NBA this year? Did you know that Max Strus might be the second coming of Jrue Holiday? Wild, I know, but he's been very good on the ball. But Jared Allen and Evan Mobley offer such great help defenders that players aren't really looking to cut to the rim. And Strus is very rangy, very long than many people think, very good at keeping himself between him and the player in the basket. So he ends up with a lot of closely defended shots. That is a recipe for a great on-ball defender. Number two, player that nobody talks about. He at one point was seen as boo-boo. Isaac Okoro has been incredible, averaging 26 minutes and 1.4 stocks per game while guarding opposing teams' number one players. He held Damian Lillard, Dame time, to 26.5% shooting, that's gross, and 17.6% from three. Woo! He shut down Jalen Brunson, Trae Young, James Harden, and Tyrese Halliburton in their recent wins. Windhorst thinks he should be an all-defensive player this year. You know, I don't disagree with that. Nice to see, finally, the number five overall pick live up to the expectations, because before, baby, I was wondering whether he was going to make it. And the third reason, well, no one will know. What do you think it is? It's Sam Merrill. He is the NBA's mirror image of Brock Purdy. He's the last pick in the 2020 draft, just like Mr. Irrelevant is, but he is by far the best player that you've never heard of. And he's changing everything for the Cavs. Let me explain. So the Ringer did, I love their deep dives. So the Ringer did a deep dive on Sam Merrill. Since he entered the lineup on December 18th, and by the way, I did a video on Sam Merrill in the Summer League, so I was on him. Since he entered the lineup on December 18th, team just hasn't really lost. They've been beaten just twice in the new year, including a league-high 9-game winning streak that was broken by a scrappy Sixers team on Monday night. They probably should not have lost that game. Why do you think Sam Merrill is so good? Well, he's attempting 17.7 three-pointers per 100 possessions this season, which is by far the highest in NBA history. That is more than Steph Curry in 2020, 2021, which is 17.5. James Harden in 18-19, 17.6. I mean, we were talking about MVPs, and Sam Merrill's like, who? Me. I am the leader in the clubhouse. More than even Cam I Chuck All Day Thomas or Kelly Oubre in his chucking Phoenix Suns, Washington Wizards prime, and he's making 43%. I know what you're thinking. Maybe he's Kyle Korver Jr. Maybe he's the second coming of Joe Harris. No. Sam Hauser's other brother. No. Three-point shooting specialist who bullfight on defense, as in Olay Turnstiles. Guess again, that is not Sam Merrill, folks. He's actually a good defender. He is top 10 in the league in charges, averaging more per minute than anyone except for Draymond and Jalen Williams. By the way, we got to do something on Jalen Williams soon, because, like, I'm not, like, Wemby, Chet, Jalen Williams. I don't know. Scoot, Brandon Miller. Jalen Williams. He's a very solid on-ball defender, Sam Merrill. His length and his surprising quickness is going to be trouble for teams who try to pick on him, because the rest of the Cavs all have lockdown defense. Even Donovan Mitchell, who we were talking shit about when he was on the Utah Jazz. They currently rank third in league overall defense All of this is being directed by J.B. Bickerstaff, who we probably got to give a little love about Coach of the Year, too. He's vaulted up to the top of candidates for Coach of the Year, which is kind of funny considering how close he came to getting fired earlier this season. I thought maybe a year or two ago he was going to win Coach of the Year, but I digress. Brian Windhorst dropped this fascinating nugget on the Hoop Collective when he said, "Guys, J.B. Bickerstaff almost got fired. Say what you want. They can debate about it, and you can debate the word almost, and they deny it or whatever, but J.B. Bickerstaff was on the hot seat. And if he had a bad few days at the wrong time, he probably would have been fired. To rebound from that situation and to have this team playing brilliant basketball, woo, just watch him." I don't know if he said woo. That was me. The woo was me. Amazing. People are sleeping on the Cavs, folks, but they're very well coached. They have a deep bench. They have enough star power to light up even an Alaskan sky. Bad line. Before the loss to the Sixers, the Cavs have just trailed 188 total minutes of 912 in 2024. I think their point differential is crazy, too. Like, I think they're beating teams by like 30 points per game. If I'm the Bucks or the Sixers, I want no part of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I want none. I don't want to see them. I don't want to ever have to play them again. And to paraphrase, Gandalf the Grey, the Celtics should keep both eyes on Cleveland as often as they can. I am going to grab a Cavs Insider very soon. I will break it down more fully. So look for that on the pod coming in the coming week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.